This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in
control. Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verse number 27 says, "And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." And then in Luke number chapter number 9, verses 59 and 60, we see here, he said unto another, "Follow me," but he said, "Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father." Jesus saith unto him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God." Now, this is an unusual switch, because here Jesus is the one who is doing the calling. Jesus calls out to a man and says, "Hey, come follow me." What a privilege, what a thought, that the Lord would turn to someone and say, "Hey, come follow me." The man, though, had some divided attentions. He had some things that was keeping him from looking at what Jesus was calling him to. He's missing who Jesus is, and he's missing that first principle of putting Jesus first. And he uses the excuse not of riches like the first man, but he uses the excuse of responsibilities. He said, "First, let me go and bury my father." Jesus said, "Let the dead bury their dead," okay? "But as for you, you come with me and you preach the kingdom of God." Now, there's been a lot of controversy over this, is what in the world was going on here. Jesus is not forbidding to go to a funeral. That's not what's going on here. What he is saying here, more than likely, is this. There are several possibilities, but one of the great possibilities is, listen, I've got to take care of things home until dad dies, and then I got to take care of his burial, and then I'll come follow the Lord. So it's going to be a long time before I can ever follow the Lord. It could be that the father had died, but in that climate, they would have buried him quickly, very, very quickly. However, there would have been a mourning time of 10 days, and then in time, over a year, the way things were, there would have been a flesh coming off the bones, and then they would come back in a year and rebury the bones into a slot in a tomb wall. So there could be several possibilities as to what this was, but there was no immediate need. There was simply that which was presented and things that lay in the way. And so the responsibilities of life that he had were not reason enough to put Jesus first, to pay the price to be able to come. So the first one, Jesus is being summoned, "Hey, I'll follow you." This one, Jesus says, "Hey, I'm going to come and call you." What do you think about that? Well, the man had a problem, because he said, "We must follow the rules of our land, the law of our land." There was a time when Peter said to the Lord Jesus, he said, "Look, we have left all and followed thee." And Jesus answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life." Jesus said, "Hey, if you're willing to give all that up, I'll give it back to you in an incredible fold." Job lost everything, and he got it all back, multiplied over, except his children, because he didn't lose his children. They were safe in heaven. He just had more children. The idea is simply this: which responsibilities are more important, the ones that Christ puts on you or the responsibilities that the world puts on you? This man was called by God, and he turned it down for the responsibilities of this world. This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth Moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth Moment.